Dusk time and quiz answer. Well, dusk is now 9:10, so that's the time to switch the lights on and draw the curtains. Now for the answer to the last edition's quiz question, which was a bit of a teaser. We asked you, who was Arthur Jefferson better known as? Well, apologies, but the volunteers here are no help at all with this one. Asking around, it was all blank faces, which makes us think we are going back in time on this one. Way back, we reckon. So dig into your memory banks before the editor looks up the answer. And having done so, he found out that it was Stan Laurel of Laurel and Hardy fame. So congratulations if you knew that. And now for items of information, especially for you listeners. Firstly, we're celebrating a guide dog dad of 99 puppies at just 4. Father's Day gave the Guide Dogs charity the opportunity to celebrate guide dog dad Pierre, the heir, aged 4, who has fathered 13 litters and 99 puppies since entering our breeding program at the end of 2021. The handsome golden retriever is the only son of Trigger, the now retired top stud, who was selected to enter the guide dog's breeding program due to his bloodlines on both sides. Trigger fathered more than 300 puppies over 7 years, so Pierre was a very special pick. Pierre's granddad and Trigger's father, Jim, fathered 18 litters, while great-grandfather Windsor fathered 33 litters and a whopping 226 puppies. Pierre's mother, Sybil, came from a guide dogs organisation in Brittany, bringing with him a vital diversity of genes into the guide dogs breeding pool. Further back, Pierre's lineage spans across Europe, as on his mother's side he has relatives which can be linked back to championship show dogs from Russia and Sweden. Dr. Tom Lewis, head of the breeding programme for guide dogs, said, "It may seem like being a dad to so many pups is hard work, but Pierre's contribution to the process is over pretty quickly. It's our wonderful guide dog mums who then have to feed and raise the puppies. We adhere to our breeding code of ethics to ensure that all our breeding dogs are happy and healthy and suitable to be mated. A guide dog mum will only have a litter if she's in the best condition, and she'll have her puppies at home under the close watch of a family who looks after her year-round. And secondly, protein boost could ward off macular degeneration. Increasing the levels of a key protein in eye cells may help protect against age-related macular degeneration, according to new research led by the University of Bristol. The study, published in the journal Science Translational Medicine, shows that a protein called IRAK-M is crucial for eye health. Scientists believe that chronic inflammation, which often comes with aging, leads to a reduction in IRAK-M. This protein helps protect the retinal pigment epithelium, a key layer of cells in the retina that is essential for clear vision. The researchers examined how different genetic variations affect IRAK-M levels and the risk of developing macula. They found that IRAK-M levels naturally decrease with age, and this decrease is even more noticeable in people with macula. Professor Andrew Dick from the University of Bristol, one of the lead authors, said, "Our findings suggest that increasing the amount of a protein called IRAK-M could be a new way to treat macula and could provide a promising new target for the therapy." Dr. Jian Lui, another of the lead authors of the study, added, "Age is the main risk factor for macula. As people get older, their levels of IRAK-M gradually drop, and this drop is even more pronounced in those with the disease. This suggests that ARAC-M could be a useful marker for detecting early stages of it. The Macular Society was one of several organisations to support the study. Now I'm going to hand you back to my fellow volunteers for more local news stories.